This week on All of the Above with Norman Lear, Veep star Julia Louis-Dreyfus sits down with Norman and Paul.
Well, you know, there wasn't a script when I was first talking to HBO about it. There wasn't a concept. And my agent had said to me, listen, they're developing this thing at HBO about an unhappy vice president, an unhappy female vice president. And I thought to myself, well, I got to get in on this action because it's gold. And it's so amazing that nobody's done it before.
Listen today on the Podcast One app or subscribe at Apple Podcasts or on PodcastOne.com.
The Corolla Drinks Comedy and Music Tour. Live music, stand-up comedy, and buttloads of mangria. June 17th in Long Beach at D Piazza's. June 22nd in Fresno at Sequoia Brewing Company. And June 24th in Seattle, Washington at Showbox Soda Lounge. With special guest comedians and bands in every city featuring Loxy. Baby, let's roll. Plus, comedy from Matt Edgar. Tickets and more information are available online at CorollaDrinks.com. The Corolla Drinks Comedy and Music Tour. In Seattle with Lynette Corolla and Ray Oldhopper. In Long Beach with Mike Dawson and the Smokin' Kills.
Standing in the backyard, looking for a tree to climb.
June 17th in Long Beach. June 22nd in Fresno. June 24th in Seattle. The Corolla Drinks Comedy and Music Tour with Loxy and Matt Edgar. Get your tickets now at CorollaDrinks.com. Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on a Trish McMahon mandate. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Drew, I got thoughts.
All right. Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me.
Pulled a little something out of Drew's playbook.
Uh-oh.
Or should we call it a gay book?
Oh.
Where
are you going with this?
Well, it's two things I'd like to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more one of its micro and a little macro.
I'm getting more intrigued by the second.
I was at a steakhouse the other day, mm-hmm. a couple of friends of mine. And
did you scream at them, too, that you wanted beef? Or what were we fighting about?
How dare you? I was at a steakhouse, and they did the move where the guy said, would you like to box up what's left of your steak? And mm-hmm. I said, yeah, box it up.
Yeah.
And the guy did this move. He boxed it up. He brought it over in the bag, and then he set the bag directly behind my head and shoulders on the, you know, the banquette that has that flat part with the black curtain and the black banquette and the thing behind me and up top. And the door, the front door, is in front of me.
Okay,
and, so we're literally in the back of the restaurant, so there's only one direction to go, and he set this thing behind me.
Okay.
And I just thought about Dr. Drew, and I thought,
keys.
No way. No way am I going to remember this.
No way.
I took my keys, and I set behind me. I set my keys back on the thing.
And there's no doubt in my mind, I still would have left the restaurant and had to come back to get both the keys and the bag.
So absolutely. Now, what happened was, is we got up and we left.
Yep,
and we got to the front door, and a guy came running up behind me with the keys and the bag.
Nice.
Now, I would have got out to the curb, walked up the street, and then turned around and got the thing. But I wouldn't have gotten home without my steak.
In fact, if you get used to using your keys as a decoy like that, you'll start to realize as you're leaving a restaurant, you'll feel, you go, wait, what's something like, It's like you'll realize your keys aren't in your pocket. Like, okay, I know that.
That's the micro. Now, here's the macro.
Uh-huh.
What I want to tell people, and this is what you have to be careful about, remembering things or doing the right thing or whatever it is when you're not hungry. You know, when you show up, you would never forget your steak when you're fucking starving at the beginning of the night. But when you have a full belly, you're done.
Yeah, motivational states. We don't make enough of that.
We don't make enough of it considering it's everything, and we give it zero. So
the
percentage of Americans who would forget their steak when they were hungry is 2.4%. The percentage of Americans who would forget their steak when they're full is 91%. These are that's a huge swing amongst the same Americans.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So should we focus on this and see if we can work it out?
Well, it's weird that to me, because when I work, you know, in addiction, that's all about broken motivations. And that's what's so fascinating about it. And yet when people talk about psychology, they rarely put motivation into the equation. They talk about a lot of other things.
You called it a motivational what?
Disorder.
Broken
motivation, I think I said.
Right.
Distortions, whatever. I mean, the motivation, you know, the usual motivational states like survival and love your children and go to work. And these are all motivations. And eat and all those motivations shrink. The one motivation, one priority emerges, which is get high, do drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't appreciate there's a big difference in our brain system between wanting and liking. Have we ever talked about this?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So liking is, I like it, it's yummy, it feels good, whatever, it makes me high, whatever. Wanting is your brain just going, do that again. And with addiction, you leave the liking behind long before, you know, the wanting keeps you going, even though you don't like it anymore. You may like it here and there a little bit, but the wanting is what you're really responding to.
Yeah. All I can tell you is, the most responsible guy in the world was perfectly willing to walk out on that steak because I had a full belly.
Yeah.
And
you weren't wanting to eat. You weren't wanting the steak.
Yeah, but now it's
sort of like the steak. You like them. You still like the steak the same, but you weren't wanting it. So
right. And now you're saying, hey, Chris Carolla, here's some welfare, but look for a job.
Yeah.
And her answer is, no, I'm not going to. Don't want to.
Yeah.
Rather take this. That's how it works. Yeah. And I would argue all the government should be doing is trying to figure out that element in life.
You might like to have a job, but if you don't want it, you can do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
Another conversation from another event. I was saying to somebody... how the hell do porn stars? Nick reminded me of this.
Okay,
he made a pun. I said, "How the hell do porn stars make money these days?" And I don't get it. It's all over. It's free. It's bootleg. It's all over the
dancing,
internet.
Dancing, right?
How they make money? And this guy said, the porn they do just to get their name out there, and then they basically work as prostitutes.
Oh,
once they get their name and their brand out there, then you want to work with this." This person, I said, so they don't make money doing the porn. They make money doing the prostituting. He said, yeah. I said, so basically the porn is a lost labia. Thank you. Real time. That's why I get the big bucks. Uh-huh. All right. That's why I get the big bucks. And the way I keep the big bucks is rich uncles, baby. Lots of uncertainty in the country right now. You don't want all your retirement and savings sitting in the stock market. You want to diversify, everybody. You do what I did. You look into richuncles.com. They're a REIT, real estate investment trust. They own commercial property, collect rent from creditworthy tenants, and pay you a monthly cash dividend. Currently sitting about 7%, hell of a lot better. Gary, I've been saying this for a long time, but see what a 3-year T-bill is in the bank. I don't know if that thing's moved or not. Recently featured in the Wall Street Journal. You can see the article and all the info. All you got to do is go to richuncles.com. Read that Wall Street Journal article. Check out that company, man. Do your due diligence. Oh, it's up to 1.5. Well, la-di-da. It's 0.5% like a year ago. No, it's, well, thanks, Trump. Now 1.5. But I'm no mathematician, but I still think 7% sounds a little better.
Higher than 1.5? Yeah, it's a little better. Yeah.
You see? Is it? Okay. Oh, yeah. It's like almost twice as much. So, like any investment, as risk isn't guaranteed, Rich Uncles REIT, their Reg A Tier 2 offering. That's richuncles.com. You give them a call, 855-RICH-UNCLES, or, and by the way, let them know you heard it here on the Adam and Drew Show. They like to know where they're getting their business. RichUncles.com or give them a call, 855-RICH-UNCLES.
Rich Uncles Student Housing REIT is seeking indications of interest concerning its Reg A Tier 2 securities offering. Any indication of interest involves no obligation or commitment of any kind. No money or other consideration is being solicited. And if sent, in response will not be accepted. No sales will be made or commitments to purchase accepted until the offering statement is qualified. This media outlet is being paid under $15,000 by Rich Uncles for this single message.
All right. What do you got, Drew?
You mentioned you liked crashing, and I, a couple days ago, I said I like catastrophe.
Off the air.
Oh, was that? It was off the air, yeah.
I like but on that the air, no division anymore. But I said I enjoyed crashing,
which I like that too. But Catastrophe, you might like that too. It was good. But I've gotten all caught up in everything. I'm watching. I watched Stranger Things. You watch that?
No. I know I sound stupid because I do watch TV, but I don't get into almost any series at all. I watch Bill Maher with some regularity.
Yeah.
And some stuff I falls under the heading of it's kind of my job. Mm. I watch 60 Minutes, mm-hmm. so I enjoy that, and it's part of my job as well. To some degree, I look at it as part of my job. I watch some news as sort of part of my job, and just to be abreast of things. And then after that, it's either sports or car something. I really don't watch. I really have this sort of weird thing with fiction or stuff that's not actually happening or actually happen. Yeah. I have this weird sort of like, I don't feel this way. Look, I'll go to the movies.
I like reading nonfiction books only because I'm interested in learning more about what actually happened.
It's the weirdest thing in the world when people are like, she's a 9-year-old, but she has dominion over a flock of seagulls and they do her bidding. And it's like, okay. Oh, it's good. It's good. And it's like, this really happened? Like, No, she's a 9-year-old who uses telepathic powers to have her dominion over seagulls. And these seagulls rain down terror upon beachgoers. You got to see it.
And her, her nose bleeds if it does.
Yeah, and I'm like, but isn't there somebody who was participating in the Civil War or a hero from World War II, that some true story that I could read about? She has dominion over crows. And it's like, I don't feel like I'm getting anywhere with
that.
To be
fair, I feel like I have to watch 13 Reasons Why because the same reason, because people are talking about it. It's affecting the conversation on teen suicide and stuff. But it's not a very accurate portrayal. That's the problem. And it's good TV. I mean, the way they sort of lay it out and stuff. But it's so much of it is inaccurate. It's very hard to kind of take seriously. But a lot of people are. And that's the problem. So
wait a minute. That's the problem.
Well, kids are copycatting and people are getting freaked out about it.
I don't know what any
–
know what I love about Drew?
Yeah.
Here's what I love about Drew. Drew goes, you ever seen this series? And you ever see Brittiger's Folly? And you go, no. And he goes, okay, let me get into detail without explaining anything. So Cheryl Ann says to Mike last episode, she says, no can do. And it's like, I have no idea what's going on, though. I just totally have no idea what this is.
So it's a series about a high school where there's some digital bullying that goes on.
Uh-huh. And so people slipping fingers in other people's pussies?
Yeah, the like. Oh. And Nick got that. Mm-hmm. I like we have given the high sign. I'll be here all night.
Yeah. Nick. That's for you, Nick. Digital bullying. I'd like to get back to that.
So she kills herself.
Digital bullying.
She leaves some tapes behind. And see what he was doing?
Hmm? Yeah. Throwing a gang sign.
I'm not sure it's a gang sign.
Oh.
That's the six pack.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a Crip until it was that time of the month. Then became a Blood. All right. It's called the Shocker, bro.
She kills herself. She leaves tapes behind that essentially torments everybody about why she killed herself. And they have to listen to these tapes. And it turns everybody against everybody.
Why do they have to listen to them?
Because they're intrigued.
Okay. Yeah.
So there's one kid gets obsessed with it. Anyway. I'm only about halfway through it still at this point, but listen, any kid that is tormenting their peers from the grave has a personality disorder, a severe personality disorder.
And that
part's getting sort of missed in this whole
thing. They do that in almost every Adam Sandler movie where Adam Sandler comedies, his lovable character physically assaults people constantly.
Yeah.
Like literally beats people like the Reginald Denny in an intersection. Like if you watch some of those 90s Adam Sandler movies, his lovable Mr. Deeds punches the shit out of people all the time. And it's kind of this weird thing where it's like, I know it's a comedy and stuff, but this guy's a sociopath and he's violent. Yeah. Like, that's all in good fun.
But to be fair, that's what most stories are about that we watch, are about sick people. You know?
I guess so.
I get bothered when it's, hey, this is a discussion about teen pregnancy, and then you're just inaccurate. It's like, it's not real. But you'll like this. So the guy that's the father in this 13 Reasons Why thing is very depressed and serious during this whole thing. He's a pharmacist, and he's dealing with his dead daughter. Plays George III in Hamilton, and he's the comedic relief, and steals the show.
A lot of range.
He grabbed me. That's why I started watching. He grabbed me because I went up and sort of met some of the actors afterwards. He goes, "They're coming after me for this series. Please watch me. Watch it for me. I'm not an expert in this. I'm just acting in a series. They want me to comment on teen pregnancy all the time, teen suicide all the time." So I was like, "All right, I'll watch it."
So that's so. So what's the part of it that seems dangerous to you?
That there's contagion. The other kids are
other
modeling.
People are going
to
do it.
Suicide does have contagious qualities to it. Did I say it was dangerous? People think it's dangerous.
No, I think you said it was irresponsible or dangerous or something.
I just worry about the inaccuracies that bothers me. So anyway, neither here nor there. Let me talk about stamps.com. Convenient, easy, reliable. That's our guys at Stamps. We use it here for all our shipping, all our mailing. Use it at home. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, any class of mail. Right at your own computer using your own printer. You get to print. It's so easy. You mail, you weigh the package, you get the precise postage, you print the postage, you mail it out, that's it. You will get, and Stamps will get you that digital scale to automatically calculate the right postage. And you can enjoy Stamps.com with a special 4-week trial that includes postage and that digital scale, no long-term commitments. All you got to do is go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in ADS. That is Stamps.com. Enter ADS, and anything you do at the post office, you can do at Stamps. So why would you ever go to the post office again? Stamps.com. Again, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, type in ADS. Never go to the post office again.
All right. Let's talk to Cody. Cody, 30, Santa Monica. What's going on? Oh, this Cody.
Has Cody? Cody had called.
How are you?
That's Cody's translator. Didn't we had him back in the day when you and I were in Loveline? Didn't we, Cody?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
So I mean,
and Cody. And Cody, you used to call when Adam and I were on the radio, right?
Yeah. Uh huh.
Right. Take that as a affirmative.
How are you?
We are good. How's Cody doing?
He's great.
I can understand Cody. I speak fluent Cody. What? Let me ask Cody's helper. What Cody has?
Cody's disabilities.
What's Cody's disability?
He has cerebral palsy.
Cerebral palsy.
Oh, okay.
Remember this conversation? I remember talking about you about this with Cody, about how it's a motoric problem with cerebral palsy. It just affects the motor system. It doesn't affect anything else.
So
speech, movement, that kind of stuff can be deeply affected, but nothing else.
Yeah, and Cody is calling from Santa Monica. Cody, Cody... Are you able to attend college, work, do things of that nature?
I want to, but I can't. I want to, but I can't.
You want to?
Yes.
You don't want to?
No, he wants to work, but he can't. That's what I heard.
You're translating? That translating. Chick's been with him for 14 years. I think she speaks.
Didn't you say you speak fluent, Cody?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, hey, now.
Yeah, Buffalo Bill. Cody. what is your helper's name? All right, hold on a second.
What just happened?
Helper,
there?
Could you please speak? Pick up the phone for a moment, please.
Hey,
hello.
What do you want me to say? You're the one calling.
All right, hold on a second. The goddamn Viper's got to pick up the goddamn phone and let us talk to her for a second.
You would think.
Otherwise, it's going to be a very difficult exchange. Because I want to ask her her name, ask a few questions about Cody, and we can talk to Cody, but this process is very...
cumbersome.
Very difficult, right. Gary says it's either Stacy or Tracy, which is why I'm asking her to pick up the phone. Cody's helper?
Yes.
There you okay, are. Here we go. Let's just talk to you for 1 second. What's your name?
Cece.
Close, guys.
Gary says it's Tracy or Stacy, so we got to pick one. Cece. Cece. How long have you been with Cody?
Maybe like a couple weeks only. Yes.
Are you brand new? Brand new.
Yes.
And are you with Cody all day, every day? Do you spend the night there?
He wishes.
Cece's no, hot, is what we're saying.
Yeah, Cece's a hot name. Oh, yeah. And Cece, what do you do with Cody? What is a day like in the life of Cody?
Whatever he wants to do, if he wants to go out on the town, or if he wants to do, he's starting to do podcasts.
Uh-oh. He's nipping at our heels, Drew.
He wants to have you on the podcast.
Oh, well, I could see myself being a guest on the podcast. Uh-huh. I wouldn't mind doing that. Wait a second now. Have you called Mark Maron? No, I would do this. Hey, all right, well, hold on a second. Here's something interesting I never really think about.
Yeah.
Can you enjoy a beer, Cody?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Why not?
I don't know. It's a weird thing where you think about people that are disabled or they have an impairment or whatever, but you never picture them with a glass of wine or something. It's always like, well, what's the medication he's on? Or no, he shouldn't be, or he's got to do that. But
that's the thing about CP is it can be not limiting in any other way than motor.
I know. You just never.
Yeah, you don't picture it. I get it.
Never picture it.
I get it.
All right. Cody, able to get around through the use of a wheelchair that you control with a straw, your mouth, your chin?
Hands.
Oh, your hand. Okay. Well, that's good. It's an electric wheelchair, and you can control it with your hands.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you have one hand that works better than the other?
Left hand.
Wait.
Right hand?
I thought he said right.
Right hand. I think you were at...
Cody, we've all overcome obstacles because when I had to have surgery on my left hand, I had that huge cast. Remember that?
Yeah. That limited your practices. So
my practices were severely limited. But because I'm a warrior...
You switched hands. You switched
up. I don't use the word hero that often, but
it's like you're having a fair in your left hand.
I switched to my right hand for those several weeks. Wow. I had... Hey.
Was that hard? Difficult?
You know, when you have the warrior spirit,
yeah,
nothing's impossible.
You didn't get any grief or anything leaving behind your left hand?
No.
By the way, left hand to sit and watch that, too. You had to do that right in front of your... You did that in front of your left hand.
I kept it tucked
in. You're disgusting.
I kept it tucked in like a speed skater. Turning a corner. You know that move?
Yeah.
That move where you just have the one arm flapping.
Yeah.
And the other arm tucked. The other's in the tuck position. And one arm pumping.
That right arm
pumping hard. And the other one's just tucked in.
Yeah.
I get to speed. I'm a full lean.
Yeah.
Full lean.
When I think of Paulo Ono now.
Nothing on me.
Yeah.
Nothing. Cody? Are you able to pleasure yourself with your right hand?
Mm.
Yes.
I take that as a yes. Okay. All right, let's not weird out Cece. How's the podcast going? How often do you do a podcast?
Every week. Every week so far.
Every week.
How many? Many.
Nine.
And what's the name of the podcast?
The Gibberish Podcast.
The Gibberish Podcast.
I just checked iTunes, has more downloads than resume.
Yeah.
It's not a lot more, but it's more. I mean, it's statistically significant.
Oh my God, he's leaving.
It's his fault for calling his
he's upset.
For calling his podcast Resume.
Gibberish, you know exactly what you're getting.
Yeah,
into.
You know
Resume
what you're getting.
Like,
gibberish. Yeah, we don't know what's going on. All right. So, Cody, Cece, so now, oh boy, what do we do, Cody? Can Cody, so Cody's got the use of his hands okay.
Yeah, just because he has a speech issue doesn't mean it has to affect other areas as much, necessarily.
Yeah, but normally when you hear, I don't know, you picture not the use of the hands. But the use of the hands, okay. You can get around with the wheelchair.
Yeah.
The electric wheelchair. Right?
We really don't know what CP is, to tell you the truth. It's a funny thing, right? Because it's almost the...
funny, huh?
No. funny, peculiar in that it's the motor activity is sort of imprecise. You know what I mean? It's
not, we don't know what caused it.
There's all kinds of theories.
It's there from the beginning?
Yeah.
Hey, Cody? But you're able to recognize my genius? See?
I told you.
Yeah, the faculties are there.
Judgment, a little off, but otherwise completely intact.
Now, Cody, how do you survive? What do you do for money?
SSI.
SSI.
Yeah.
Oh, Drew's good at this. Although Drew probably was thinking of that before I got to. Is SSI...
That's why our brains work by anticipating. That's all our brains do.
Yeah, yours does. Yeah. I mean, everyone's does, but yeah. I wouldn't have known. I wouldn't have thought SSI. So that's what? That's Social Security?
Yes, yeah.
But is there a disability thing in there, too?
Yeah, yeah. It's probably disabled.
How much do I get? Sorry. How much do you get a month?
Eight ninety-eight.
How much a month?
$8.98.
Okay. All right. So $8.98, and that's a month. Do they? By the way, why not just give them $900? Would be the end of the world. And what do they do for housing? Like, obviously, you live in Santa Monica. That's not enough to pay the rent.
Subsidized housing. Yeah.
Hey, Gary, we should play What the Hell Did Cody Say? Like, Tim Conway Jr. plays What the Hell Jesse Jackson Saying? It's a funny bit because Jesse Jackson speaks. It's not quite as clear as Cody, but I think the message is a little weaker.
Yeah.
But either way, I feel like Drew's got a pretty good handle, and I got a decent handle on what Cody's saying.
Well, it would be interesting if I didn't know what he was being asked.
Well, I was about to say, Cody. He said yes. Can you sing a song that would be a popular song? Not popular as in, you know, the Migos from 20 minutes ago, but popular like a song that would be an Elvis song or Beatles song
knows.
Or something.
Someone everybody knows.
Old MacDonald or something that everyone knows, and we'll see if we can guess it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Go.
Who are me?
Inagata DeVita. That's Inagata DeVita by
Iron Butterfly.
Iron Butterfly, 1974. That's the album cut. No, sorry. Go ahead. So, Cody, pick a Beatles song or a Rolling Stones song or a song that very popular, Elvis, that everyone would know. And when you have the name of the song, tell us when you have it, and then sing it, and then let's see if we can get it.
Okay.
You ready? Go ahead. Start Me Up by the Rolling Stones.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. It's the worst Rolling Stones song ever. Can you pick a fucking better song? That's such a shitty, such a bad song.
Yeah, but you know what I like, though, is that it wasn't Jumpin' Jack Flash something. It wasn't something everybody's heard. I mean, with top of mind Rolling Stones song. You know what I mean?
Yeah, all
good
right.
Good for him.
All right, now let's do another one.
This is Adele. He's singing Adele.
He's singing Hello?
Right? Yes.
Yeah, okay. I told you not to be fucking 10 minutes old, though, Cody. How many fucking Beatles, Elvis, Rolling Stones?
He wants the stuff he likes.
Here's one. Here's a B-side from Sia. Jesus Christ. Come on, Cody. Give us one more, and I want it to be a standard that, like you could play at a piano, you know, Billy Joel or, you know, some one of those songs.
Oh, he's
I know he's sturdy, but
he's also smarter than we are. He's outdoing us.
You, not me.
I'm the one that got the Adele song.
I know, but because I'd set, hold on. Hold on. I'd set my standards already. All right, go ahead, Cody. Yeah, go ahead and start over.
Yeah, start over. It's good. It's all right.
Chuck Mangione, Feel So Good.
No.
Okay. Fly me to the moon.
Cry Me a River?
Fly Me to the Moon by Sinatra.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, Gary, this is our new game. Cody sings the hits.
Yeah.
Cody's Jukebox.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best.
That's it. All right, put Cody on. I'm putting Cody on. Huh? Cody's Jukebox.
Fly me to the moon.
Yeah, I heard it.
He's a crooner. I thought he was going into Cry Me a River, but I love it.
He sings better than Frank Stallone.
It's two.
No, we love Frank Stallone.
I didn't get...
I'll forget about your question.
I want to tell you about crows, man.
I'll just write it down for next time. All right, get Cody's number and make sure we're going to do the hits with Cody. LifeLock, baby.
Don't hang up, Cody.
Don't hang up. Your internet browsing history and data can now be sold to advertisers by internet service providers thanks to a bill passed by Congress and signed by Trump. Identity theft is America's fastest growing crime. That's why I have LifeLock. LifeLock scans hundreds of millions of transactions each second. Yeah. If they detect your info, they send you an alert. And if you have a problem, they're U.S.-based, man. They don't outsource. They're right here in the U.S. of A. They got agents here, and they're going to fix it. Nobody can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all business, but LifeLock is the best protection available. And... you got membership starting at just $9.99 a month. I mean, come on. It's peace of mind. It's 2017, everybody. It's just $9.99 a month. It's LifeLock. Drew.
Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use that promo code ADAM. That is ADAM for 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK. That is 1-800-LIFELOCK. Let me just summarize here and just say crows are not only smart – but their brains are structured in such a way that they're just sort of – they're almost flying monkeys.
Mm.
So all that stuff you've always said about crows, they're now showing that they're highly social and they recognize self and other and all these things, and they're smart, and they have prefrontal cortexes that can have judgment and, you know, delay impulses and things. They stay with their spouse for the lifetime sometimes. Now, they're very social creatures, and it's that social – this is the future, everybody, social brain. That's why humans are covering the planet, because of the social brain.
Why do you think I would pick out –
because you don't have a social brain, so you see it in others when, right? You can sort of identify.
Thank you. I'm a carpenter, boxing coach, comedian from the San Fernando Valley. Why would I lock on to crows 20 years ago and never stop focusing on their behavior?
Yeah, I would, and because you're a genius.
All right, bigger question. Why wouldn't anyone want to listen to me about things that may happen in the future from going forward when it turns out I've been right about everything I've locked onto in the past?
What is your sage advice for the moment?
Well, you? I'll listen.
For me.
Save your money.
Because?
Just hang on to it. So,
no, come on. I
have a crystal brain, not a crystal ball. It doesn't work that way. I have to go out and notice things I have to make note of things. I don't sit around and flip cards.
But the point is, somebody else was onto the crows, and they've now made it a discipline, and they're looking at them.
They're going to be security. Yeah. They have to be secure. They recognize faces.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could literally probably show them the face of a terrorist that they thought might show up at this presidential rally trying to assassinate the president. Once they understood this face, they would recognize this face. Mm-hmm. They could be trained to seek that face out from the crowd.
And think about, again, consciousness, everything comes out of social brains. Way not enough research done on the interrelationship within them amongst brains. In any event, crows have some of that too. And so that's what makes them
shocking revelation.
Interesting.
If it was 1996 for me. Mm-hmm. But for everyone else,
It's now.
All right. Hey, no safe spaces. Me and Dennis Prager, man, selling very well. 100 minutes of sagely advice on iTunes, Amazon, AdamCarolla.com. If you want to go, Corolla Drinks, Bar Crawl coming up. Maxie's playing there, man. Check that. Loxie, sorry. Maxie. We should call it Maxie. Anyway, Loxie's going to be playing. That's June 24th. Tickets available, Corolla Drinks. Lynette's going to be there. 24-hour war. It's on the airplanes now, so Drew says. Love that about that. And live shows everywhere. Go to AdamCarolla.com. Want to check that out. Drew?
Go to Dr.com. Check that out. Check out the family podcast there. I want the Carolla army there. We need you guys.
Till next
time. It's fast. Don't forget.
Till next time. Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.